Welcome to Show and Tell with the Two Mortgage Guys. We come to you live on Facebook and YouTube every Tuesday at noon. Today, we're interviewing Travis Taflinger with Bridges Outreach. We're talking about all this and more. Stick around.
So Bridges Outreach exists to bridge communities, schools, and churches through programs that feed, tutor, mentor, employ, and provide affordable housing to youth and their families. Bridges Outreach creates windows of opportunity for families by developing each individual academically, socially, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually. Today we're speaking with our CEO, Travis Taflinger. We're going to dive a little deeper into the great stuff Travis and his team are up to, and we're talking about our 10th annual Hog in the Block fundraiser coming up on September 2nd. Welcome to the show, Travis.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome.
Hey, excited to have you on here. So we wanted to take some time to kind of, I guess, raise some awareness and education about some of the awesome stuff that you're doing over at Bridges, and just, I guess, go through some of that cool stuff that a lot of people might not know about.
Yeah. So we're thankful to have some great neighbors, the Two Mortgage Guys and Leader One Financial, and so thankful that we've known you guys for a while. Bridges is getting ready to enter our 19th year in Kokomo Center Schools. We started primarily as an after-school program. So we would go into the school, mentor, tutor. Our main goal has always been to bridge people to Christ and then make disciples that make disciples. And after school program was that avenue. After a few years though, we started growing into more and more schools. And then we started a mentoring program. And then as we started to get to know our families and their needs, employment, housing, we're actually helping a family from Afghanistan resettle here in Kokomo. Basically, anything that would bridge churches, schools, and community together is right up our alley. So bridge is a good, it's a good analogy for what we try to do. But honestly, a spider web is probably a better symbol of what we do, because we try to spread out and connect and attach to anything that's building the kingdom of God.
Which is awesome, and hitting on that, that's what you guys do. It's more like you said, that spider web, because typically if we go around and you bring up Bridges Outreach, people in this community know about you guys and what you do and the importance of it.
Yeah, and I know when we started, we were 24 years old, me and Casey Klein, and we really wanted to work with young people. And then we started having kids and we started getting older, and we started realizing just the importance of real true community development starts with the families. So if we can really help the entire family, then we're getting more bang for our buck. So that's where some of these other programs have branched off and taken off. But essentially the programs are just, they're just programs. People are what count, and we have a great team and they're well trained, and we just use any way possible to get into the lives of people so that we can bridge them to Christ, bridge them to resources, bridge them to empowering them to employment or housing or a wide range of things. So we're trying to work ourselves out of a job, honestly.
Give us an example of some stuff that you guys have done this year with some of the kids.
Yeah, so we have three middle school programs and a high school program. And every summer we get to combine all of those programs together. So we run something called Summer Slam, and it's a 5-week program. We also go to a church camp at the end of the summer, but we are super busy with our kids during the summer. And then we took a couple weeks off, and then actually yesterday was our first day back in school. So we meet at Maplecrest, Bonaire, and Central middle school, and then we also go Kokomo High School. And all those programs are really designed to mentor, tutor, prepare kids academically, emotionally, socially, spiritually, to become an adult or to be a, to find a career, to go to college, you know, all of those things. So we also have a mentoring program, which is kicking off here at the beginning of every school year. And we love it when adults sign up to jump in the lives of a student. So those are kind of our school year things. And we've also in the process of flipping three houses for families that are looking to own their first home. And then every winter we get to run an ice skating rink and employ 25 to 30 high school, college age, young adults to try to, you know, give them some work experience.
Yeah. How cool. I mean, from that whole piece that you can take some youth that needs that and then mentor them all the way through their elementary, junior high, high school and beyond. Right. And because I was going to mention when you're bringing that up that you've had them volunteer in the past for hogging the block with us. And super polite, friendly, hardworking, you know, they're great kids. So you guys do an awesome job with being able, like you said, trying to bridge all those pieces together at the beginning of it.
Yeah, our kids are, they're awesome, you know, and they're, we don't believe that we're serving them. We believe that they're meant to serve, and we just get to walk alongside them and help them. They are, they're awesome. Last year, actually a year ago from Sunday, I got had the privilege of marrying two of our first kids. They met in Bridges in middle school, and now they're in their 30s and got married. And you know, we whether it's something like that or helping a kid with a job reference or going on a college visit, Bridges is all about relationships, and we're a really unique family because we all look different, sound different. But when we come together, you know, we're bonded together by love. And it's a family, whether you're in Bridges for a week or 10 years, you're a part of our family.
You need to add matchmaking to that description on your website. That's pretty awesome. So, hey, how does somebody who's hearing what you're saying and liking what you guys are doing, how do they get involved, whether that's through that mentor program or if they just want to make a donation to help support you guys? How does someone do that?
Yeah, the best way to connect to us is through our website. And you can sign up. We can sign you up for a newsletter. We can you can follow us on Facebook. You can track us on our website. So if you just want to connect with us, bridgesoutreach.com is the best way. If you want to give your time and volunteer, then mentoring is usually the job that most people pick or the their favorite volunteer opportunity. Essentially, you get to pick the school, any elementary school in Howard County that's at Northwestern, Western, or Kokomo, which there's 10 of those. And you can pick the day and the time. So it's really flexible and it's built around the mentor. And the mentor signs up to go inside the school and work with a student for 30 minutes. So the school picks the kids. We actually have a waiting list at most schools of students that could benefit from a caring adult. We recruit and train the mentor, and then we connect them to that school. And then they can stay with that kid all the way through elementary. Some of them stay with their kid, you know, all the way through college, all the way through life. And they're still connected to a Bridges kid that they mentored. So that's the beautiful thing is, you know, really nothing better than putting a caring adult in the life of a child. And Project 30 is really just trying to do that. So I believe we're at 75 to 80 mentors right now, but we are always looking to grow that because the waiting list is so large.
And you don't have to have a degree or be a teacher or anything to do that, right? You're just looking for real life people that can go in there and help mentor these kids.
Exactly. You sit down with them, you listen to them, you know, it's a lot of people are maybe intimidated that first time. And then after that, it's like, I should have done this all along. And it's not that hard. Their workload in elementary is not that hard. So you don't have to be a super great teacher or educator. You really just need to be a caring, intentional, listening adult.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Well, I hope that this video helps maybe turn some people onto that reach out to you.
Go ahead, Ryan.
I was just going to say, you know what, one thing that we've done at Leader One for you guys, this will be the 10th year, is come together and do a little block party, if you will. We sell some sandwiches. We have music. Let's talk about that, because this is pretty, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years for one, but this is our 10th year coming up in September. And I know a lot of people in the community have been down here. We do it on First Fridays, but let's talk about that event and where people can find out information on that.
Yeah, it's just, it's a fun time of the year because, you know, we get to spend a few weeks with you guys and planning for it. And, you know, we've come a long way since the days of just opening you guys' door and you guys basically doing all the work, serving sandwiches at lunch. And then it's blown up into a block party and then lunch and dinner. And then we've added deliveries. And then with COVID, we added carry out. And it's just kind of evolved. And even though they're all pretty similar, like there's always some uniqueness to them and they're always a lot of fun. So we're hoping for great weather, but it's just a great time to come out, support Bridges. The downtown folks love it because it's something new to eat and it lets them eat outside. It's kind of like downtown lunch. You feel like you're in high school again and everyone's eating together. And then dinner is more, Checkered Vans will be there playing music, and it's more of a block party atmosphere. So every once in a while, a few people double dip and come to both. But, you know, we would love for people to at least grab lunch or grab dinner through us. One of the best ways you can help is doing delivery or carry out for your office or your church or your school. You know, grab a bunch of people, you know, order the meals. They're all essentially the same. They all come with a really good pulled pork sandwich from Hog Heaven, a bag of chips, all the delivery and carry out also come with a cookie, you know, and we deliver it hot with barbecue sauce. You get to make your own sandwich. They load that thing up with pork. Yeah. It's definitely worth the money. And again, nearly all the money goes right back to Bridges because we have a lot of generous sponsors that have helped cover barbecue sauce and chips and cookies and things like that. So
it's good. That whole piece of that, like Ryan said, 10 years, it's really hard to believe, you know, everything that we've been through on it, but it is really neat when you stand out there and it's got people down there supporting you guys and hogging the block. And it's part of it's because it's Hog Heaven. People are there because of them. Some of it's for us. Some of it's for you guys. It's great to have us all partner together to be able to break this thing, come in here. And Kieran and I were talking earlier. This is our 10th year, so we don't have like a sandwich count of how many sandwiches we've served over the. But it's got to be close to 9,000. I mean, we hit 1,000 a year there for several years. So that's pretty crazy. Start thinking about how many sandwiches we put out.
I think the most ever was around 1,200, and COVID, you know, kind of has caused us to dip a little bit. So we would love for people to come out and order more. You know, I do want to thank our three event sponsors, Wyman Group, Liberty Financial, and Team Rehab Physical Therapy. They've all three helped, but really between Leader One and Bridges, it's just, it's just a lot of fun to get. We get a lot of volunteers. It's wild, you know, kind of running. It feels like you're running a restaurant for a day, but especially lunch when we're doing all those deliveries. But you know, if you're interested in eating or getting a group, please call us as soon as possible. We're super easy to work with. If you just want to sign up for 10 meals and then you add more later, That's totally fine. But again, if you have 20 or more, we'll deliver. Anybody can just drive through. We created this little path where people can drive right up to and pick up the meals hot and ready. So we can't wait for it. Dinner time, then we just get to listen to music and enjoy each other's company. And, you know, it's fun for all of downtown to come outside for a day.
Yeah, and to hang out. And on that, like, you know, so the downtown's open. That's first Friday. So there's going to be other vendors around downtown, around the courthouse, right in our backyard. So it's not just us. The unique thing with us is we're going to have that block shut down, which, like you said, we got some live music. So Checkered Vans, they're coming in to play some music. And it's tentative about 7 to 9. They're just sort of waiting on crowd and timing like that. But they'll be there. And I can tell you, I want to throw out one thing, how deep Bridge's roots run on this is Pat Dodson from Checkered Vans. When we approached him about seeing if they would be interested to help, first thing he said was, I used to be a mentor for Bridges. So I was like, dude, that's pretty strong that I've never talked to him about that. And I know Pat, but we never had that conversation. But now we talk about it more frequently because of bringing it up like that. So,
yeah, he's happy to come down and support. And it's just going to add to the whole event, having some live music. And I'm going to eat two sandwiches like I always do every year, lunch and dinner.
Yeah, get in there. Hey, Travis, I got a quick question I want to bring up because, and you said it a little earlier on flipping some houses. You're doing some stuff, or Bridges is doing some stuff now with like home affordability, right? With trying to find, trying to help match that same thing. Now you're trying to bridge people from maybe apartment living into home ownership, correct?
Yeah, it started with relationships and just listening to people in Bridges, but we started to find out that a lot of our families have landlords that don't live in Kokomo and weren't taking very good care of their houses or kept raising rent. And when you live in Kokomo, we live in one of the most affordable regions in the whole United States for home ownership. And but people also don't know what they don't know. And if they've never seen someone own a home or they don't know how to take those steps, then it can be very intimidating. So we created a program where we can kind of do group mentorship or even one-on-one, but we just wrap ourselves around families and we walk them through getting pre-approved, working on their credit, working on budgeting, working with a realtor, working on inspections, insurance, and then giving them a list of people once they do own the home that they can trust in case they have repairs and things. So we get houses in through different ways, whether they be donated or we've bought a few foreclosures, HUD homes, stuff like that. We fix them up. And then the beauty of it is we can sell it at a 20% discount off the appraised value. So from day one, that person has quite a bit of equity built in to it. We ask that they do live in the home for at least 2 years. But what we're trying to do is just even the playing field for first time homeowners. And we flipped one on Cortland. We've recently just bought one on St. Louis. We got another one on Elm and Arrowhead in the pipeline. So we're excited, and hopefully by Christmas we'll be on our fourth home.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Good for you guys. That's just a whole nother. It's that whole piece, right? It's that spider web you were talking about earlier. It just like pushes out. It goes to everything. So
yeah,
that's awesome. It's got the families involved.
Yeah. It's just, honestly, it's listening and following God. He's completely in charge of our organization. We just listen to him and he, you know, we cannot take credit for any of these ideas. If you would have told us 20 years ago that we'd be flipping homes and running an ice skating rink and doing even Hog Heaven block parties, you know, it's completely out of our realm. And then, you know, he fills you with his Holy Spirit and he guides us. And again, we're just following his steps. So we want to bring true community development and justice to Kokomo. And, you know, that starts with obeying our Father in heaven and relationships.
It's all about it. It's like you go back to that same thing. It's that community stuff that keeps us together on it. So that's awesome. Well, good. Before we say goodbye to Travis, so make sure you like, share, make a comment. If you have any questions or if it just hits you to say, like, I want to help out, send a comment. We'll get you in contact with Travis on it. Be sure to subscribe and stay tuned. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, Travis.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so next week we're going to be interviewing Mo Bauer with Arch MI. We'll be talking about all the ways to buy a home with conventional financing without the need for a big down payment. Be sure to watch us next Tuesday at noon.